Okay, well, look who's back. It has been weeks and weeks and weeks. It has been months. I blame
years.
It's been a long time since we have done a podcast, and honest to God, we have every, at least I do, have every intention to do these weekly and more consistently, but as we all know, the seasons of life, we can get very, very, very...
And we've come through a very, very busy season.
Yeah. So this is November the 6th. I can't even tell you the last time we recorded the podcast, at least probably since August or September.
Yeah.
And we've hit let's just say a slower time of the year.
Got a lot of church activities done. Not as many sports going on. And
it's still busy, but we hope and we really hope and we are going to do our absolute best to get these on weekly like we did to start off with. So hopefully you guys have had a good last few months and everything. And again, I check our podcast statistics weekly and people are still playing the podcast, downloading them and so forth. So hopefully, and we appreciate that. And again, if you have any thoughts, suggestions, questions, feel free us at our email email address. And the last time I said email us at our email address, I cannot remember what our email address is. So, and I still don't remember what our email address is. I'm sure it's somewhere on the podcast where it says contact, and I'm sure you can.
We have too many emails.
You can do that.
Personal.
Yeah. But anyways, all right. So the topic today is, I guess you can say it's a topic that, at least for myself, I don't know if Sarah would say the same thing or not, but it makes you a little nervous talking about it. It makes me a little nervous addressing it because it's really going to hit it's a sensitive topic. People can get sensitive over this issue.
I think I'm sensitive about it too, even for our own family. We have so many people telling us you're doing too much, and
right.
And so it's hard to know when to draw the line.
And you don't want to be hypocritical in what you say and so forth, but it's the whole idea and topic of when is your kid doing too much. We're not talking about we as parents here, but when is too much for your kids? And when is the extracurricular too much extra? And there, I was reading an article, gosh, it's been a week ago now, I think, on this topic. And there are really two main camps of thoughts on outside activities as I was reading this article, and I would agree with it. One would say that extracurricular activities builds new skills and it broadens horizons. It helps in the enabling of new friendships. When it comes to screen time, it minimizes screen times, and on we can go. So that's what Camp 1 would say. Camp 2 would say that childhood is fleeting. Being bored breeds, this is a quote, being bored breeds genius. And then some people will say that too many activities can lead to stress, loss of sleep, depression, anxiety, and on you can go. I see the argument and I see the point being made on both sides of the camp. I'm on the side of the aisle, and I'll let Sarah put her 2 cents in here in just a second as well. I'm on the side of the aisle where I'm on both sides where I don't want my kids, especially my 3 oldest who are teenagers now, to be sitting around 7 days out of the week doing absolutely nothing but on their phone or on the screen. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want them to be constantly doing the extra because I believe there is too much extra that they can be involved in. So we're going to be talking about what that line is, suggestions and thoughts.
Downtime really is healthy for them. So, having a time that they don't have a scheduled activity or a screen in front of their face, a phone in front of their face, it really is good. It helps to develop creativity in them. For our kids personally, if they don't have something right in front of them or a sports activity or a church activity that they're at, they'll get in the kitchen and make something. They'll pull out a box of Legos and create something. We pull out games and have family time. And You know, a lot of those things, we build forts together in the living room and do crafty things together. Those are all things that help to spark creativity, and that's missing a lot when we're doing things that are so scheduled and someone else is demanding our time and our interest.
Now, I have to admit, I didn't hear anything Sarah just said, because she's wearing all black today and she has like white fuzzies and different things all over her.
It's probably Andy Sargent's dog. Andy Sargent brought his little puppy into work today at the office, and yeah. I've got fuzzies and dog fur.
Anyways, I'm sure whatever she said was just wonderful, and I agree with everything that she said. So here we go. So two different questions, two different ways we're going to approach this. Here's the first way we're going to approach this. And again, this, I say this, I think, every time I teach and speak, and I just want to make this known again. These lists and these different things that we're going to talk about, this, you know, we can go hours and hours of talking about this, all right? Like, the first thing we're going to talk about is questions to ask before your child gets involved with the extracurriculars, all right? I got five responses to go with that. These five topics, or these five things that we're going to talk about with that statement, there's so much more that can be added to this. So, questions to ask before your child gets involved with the extracurricular. Number one, and this might almost be at the top of the list for me, is this: are you doing it for them or for yourself? What your child is about to get involved in, whether it's a ministry at the church, whether it's a sport at the school, are you doing it for your pleasure and for your satisfaction, or are you truly doing it for them?
People really do live vicariously through their kids, don't they? Like, if they were, you know, if I were good at volleyball, a lot of times I'm, you know, you're going to want to see your kids succeed in that. Or if somebody's good in music, they're musically inclined, you're going to press your kids to do something because you're gifted in that area too. And there's just something about us, as much as we would like to say there isn't, that we tend to push our kids towards something if we know that we're gifted in the area, because our glory days are coming on and we want to see it through them. So.
So I'm looking at my list, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to skip over. So are you doing it for them or for yourself? And I'm going to tie in what I have for number three to number one. Number three I have, I think, goes really well with what we just said. It's number three is this: do I force my children into these activities? So number one was, are you doing it for them or for yourself? And then to follow up with that, do I force my children into these activities? I've seen it in my youth group now today. And I've had people talk to me about this, and all I can give them in a lot of cases is just my own personal opinion. I have people in my youth group right now, and I've actually heard it from somebody else I know that goes to another church, where their kid, let's look at it from a sports perspective, they don't want to play basketball, or they don't want to play football, they don't want to run track, they don't want to do any of that. But the parent really, really wants them to do that. So the question comes, do we force them to do something that they don't want to do? And that, again, I think that ties in with number one, are you doing it for them or for yourself? And Sarah touched on it as well, too. I believe sometimes we force our kids into sports, whatever it might be. You could take out sports, because like Sarah said, we want to live vicariously through them. That's, in my opinion, I believe that is not healthy if that's the reason we are doing it. But then there's the other side of the argument, the other side of the coin, which I can go with and respect and can even agree with, is where people will say and parents will say, and I'm with them on this, I don't want my child sitting around doing nothing 7 days out of the week.
Sure.
They have to find something. And if it means forcing them to doing a ministry at church or forcing them to do a sporting event or whatever, I can understand that argument. But then if this is a three-sided coin, let's make this a three-sided coin, then there's the other side of this coin, is that your child, let's take it from a sport perspective and not a ministry perspective, because those are, I think those can be two different things. However, you can do both things for ministry and for God's glory. If my kid came to, this is just my opinion, if my kid came to me and, you know, and they just said, man, I played basketball last year, I played volleyball this year, and I just really, 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 really don't want to do it, but I'd rather do this instead, and the other thing instead is something productive, something meaningful, something that would get them off their butt and so forth, then as a parent, I don't know how I'm going to force my kid to have them do something that they don't want to do when that's the reasoning for them not wanting to do
it. Right. There's also something to be said for learning to take instructions from other people, from authority, which they should be doing that at home and in the classroom. But a lot of times kids do respond better to a coach because it's something that they enjoy doing. But, you know, they learn how to win well, how to lose well, how to work together as a team. So that's, you know, that's beneficial as well.
And then there's just all kinds of arguments. It's like, you know, sometimes it's good or healthy, people will say, to have kids do things they don't really want to do. I think there's a point to be made to that. I think the biggest thing that we need to go into situations like this, and it's the most important thing you do, is that you've really, when we run into situations like your kid not wanting to do something or how much is too much, I think that takes a lot of discussion, but most importantly, it takes a lot of prayer going into decisions like that. And it's not an easy decision. But I think from a pastor's standpoint, you know, I just, and I'll be honest, it just bugs me to no end, is that I see so many parents force their kids to do things that are non-ministry, non-church, non-spiritual, but when it comes to forcing them to go to church or to serve in ministry or whatever, then we don't force them to do that. And that's just something I've seen over 17 years almost in ministry. And mm-hmm. I find that really, really interesting and really, to be honest, very, confusing and very annoying, just to be honest, when I see things like that happen. We force them to do this, this, and this, but we won't force them to do this and this when it comes to spiritual decisions, which I find interesting, but just a thought to throw out there.
And for us, that's a non-negotiable in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I mean, it probably leads into what you have for number four here as well, but we don't, there are certain things that we force and certain things we don't. You have to pray about that for your family. But, you know, for us, church is a non-negotiable. That's not an extracurricular to us. That is part of our life. Our children don't have that option. You know, we had Halloween recently and it fell on a Thursday night, which is the night that we have church. And my little boys were saying, oh, so we're not going to go to church. We're going to do trick-or-treating. No, church is not, it's not non-negotiable. So you're not going to swap that out for something else. And it's the same thing for ministry for us with our kids. We really see the value of our kid. They don't have to be involved in every ministry opportunity, but we'll help them find something that they enjoy. Maybe not always enjoy, but that they're interested in. But yeah, there are things that we definitely do not give them an option on as well. So
good. All right. So questions to ask before your child gets involved with extracurriculars. One, are you doing it for them or for yourself? And then two, do I force my children to these activities? Three, again, what are the benefits of them doing it? Is it going to help them grow spiritually? Is it an opportunity where they can share Christ? Is it something that would draw them away from Christ, which leads to a follow-up with what are the benefits? What effect could this have on them spiritually, and how could it be used for God's glory? I believe you can make an argument that anything that we do, whether it's going to a nursing home or going to a rescue mission with the church, whether it's playing on a volleyball team, a basketball team, whether it's running cross-country, whether it's performing in a drama, playing in a band, singing in the choir at a school, whatever it might be, anything that we can do can be used for God's glory. Having said that, my other thing was just, what effect could this have on them spiritually? From my, just one guy's point of view, personal opinion, if the extracurricular is consistently, continuously leading them away from their personal spiritual walk with God, leading them away from the local church, then we might need to reevaluate, is my child doing too much of the extra where it's leading them away from the spiritual? And guys, it's just a fact. But more often than not, when they're not consistently faithful in the local church, they're not going to be
squeaky chair.
They're not going to be doing the spiritual walk outside the church as well. And that's just an unfortunate fact. I've seen it for all these years in youth ministry. The more inconsistent a person is in the local church, what I've seen from the outside looking in, the less interest they have in walking with God outside the church as well. All right. And then another thing, the last thing to ask on this, a question to ask before your child gets involved with extracurriculars, again, we touched on already, is it something they really, truly want to do? If they don't want to do it, don't just have the attitude, well, you're going to do it anyways because I'm mom, I'm dad, and you're going to have to do what I tell you to do. That's how you start an argument, and that's how you start to begin to lose respect for...
Builds resistance,
and you start losing that respect. And you start losing some respect from your child that they need to have for you. But listen to them and hear them out. Now, the second part of this, and we'll do this quickly. So we ask questions to ask before your child gets involved with the extracurriculars. Second thing, when is too much too much? We have 8 things, and we'll go through them fairly quick. Number one is this. What's your stress level right now? I mean, right now, ask yourself this question. If you have kids, and again, it's hard to, I live a life that's almost, I'm always stressed and so forth. But there comes to a point, a time and a point, where too much can be too much. I talked to somebody just the other day, because Allie, our oldest, is getting ready to start work part-time. And I struggle with it because I think, for me personally, she's almost too young to be working so many hours. So I text somebody the other day and said, hey, your child's the same age as my daughter. What do you do? I knew she worked. What do you do as far as her work schedule as a freshman? And they said she could work, but as long as it didn't do anything that inconvenienced them in any way. In other words, they're at a certain stress level already, and at this point in time in their life, they didn't want to add anything else to add to their stress. So I thought that was an interesting point.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That was great insight. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing else to say.
All right. Number two.
Another thing to be asking yourself is, are they or are you losing your joy? Is it sucking out so much energy out of you? Are you really? Now, this is a hard one because as parents, we are called to sacrifice. You know, you don't go and have children without assuming that you're going to have to make sacrifices of your own energy, of your own time. That's just part of being a parent. I wouldn't choose to tote my child back and forth to ball games. I wouldn't choose to, you know, make sure everything's ready for their practices. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. But there's a big difference between, like, your everyday, I wouldn't choose to do this, and I'm really not happy. I really am losing joy in my life. And the same for them. They can get really bogged down with that, too.
So I just added, you know, a lot of people know this, obviously, who live here with us, but I just added volleyball, you know, coaching volleyball this past year. And I would say 99% of people thought I was outside my mind adding something else. But for those 2 or 3 months that I did volleyball, I can tell you this, I absolutely enjoyed doing it. And if I didn't have joy doing it, then I have to stop doing it. And plus, from a personal perspective, you know, my 2 daughters were on the team, and that gave me some time with them as well. But what's the point of doing something that doesn't bring joy and doesn't bring happiness? And I'm talking from the aspect of this extracurricular.
The extra stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. There'll be a lot of times that we have to do stuff that doesn't bring us the greatest joy in the
right.
world.
Your job's not always going to bring joy. Cleaning toilets doesn't bring me joy. Doing dishes doesn't bring me joy.
Right. All right. Now, another thing. So when is too much too much? One, what's your stress level? Two, are you losing their joy? Number three, I laugh as I see this one, but what's your fatigue level? I mean, my favorite thing at the doctor is when they say, are you fatigued or are you tired? I mean, yes.
There is a big difference between being tired and having fatigue, though. I mean, every single one of us would definitely say we're tired. Pretty much on a daily basis, I think, especially if you've got children in the home. So,
But if we're honest, we, like Sarah said, she's right. We know the difference between being tired and fatigued. We have to keep ourselves physically healthy, and we need physical rest. And if we're not careful, if we're doing too much of the extra that has nothing to do with Jesus, has nothing to do with spirituality and stuff, what tends to happen, and it's just a fact, is that if we're doing too much extra of the extra, we'll get physically tired, we'll get fatigued, and it's just a fact of life, guys. The first thing we start to slack off on is church, ministry, and our spiritual walk. And this is something that we've witnessed. Number four, when it's too much, too much, ask yourself this question. Two questions. One, when's your last family dinner that you had? Or how many family dinners that you've had together in the last month? Here's where the hypocritical thing comes in. I have to look at Sarah and I can't tell you the last time.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. That's 2 or 3 days still. But how many have we had in the last week or two?
Not that many.
Not that many. And we know...
Go ahead.
No, and we know that gets...
Or we'll eat together, but it's not around the table. Mm-hmm. We'll turn on the TV or...
Which is not always a bad thing, especially when sports are on.
Yeah.
Zing,
zing. Zing, zing. We typically do eat dinner together, but it doesn't always happen at the table.
Right, and people, you know, when we have family classes and stuff, people always talk about the importance of family dinner, the importance of family dinner. Well, the reason that people, including myself and Sarah, keep talking about family dinners is because they are very, 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 very important. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to turn off the TV, turn off the phones, and just talk. There are a lot of times where families are not able to have family dinners because of people's work schedules. I get that. But at the same time, it's the extra costing us significant family time that is very, very, very valuable. Number five, when it's too much, is church day being replaced. And we're talking about Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go first?
Well, I mean, that would be a definite for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And at first it started creeping in as... You know, we are supposed to Sabbath. God created us that we would need rest. And God is a God of rest. He demonstrated that through creation and through the life of Jesus, we see resting. And so church is supposed to be a time that is set aside, Sunday is supposed to be a day that's set aside for church and for rest. And so I feel like we started to see this more like, Sunday afternoons, we'd go grocery shopping instead of doing things. And now it has really creeped into missing church itself. And this isn't a discussion about how many times, you know, you should be at church on a Sunday or anything like that. But we have made Sundays a work day, and we certainly have replaced church with sports, getting together with family, weekend trips all the time, you know, going camping and going to the beach. And there's nothing wrong with taking some time. But if you're leaving frequently or not showing up frequently, it's a problem. It gets us out of the habit, and it certainly doesn't model to our kids. My mom always said to me, whatever standard they would set for our home and for their life, that the children would push those boundaries back. And so there definitely is danger. The more we push our own boundaries back, you definitely see that trickle effect with kids and seeing you know, how high they place that a priority in their own life.
And I'm going to be completely fair on this. You know, when we talk about church day being replaced, I mean, you can have a whole separate topic and discussion about like a midweek youth group service or what have you and stuff. But we're talking about God. When I say church day, I'm talking about God's day, Sunday, the Lord's day. And what's happened, especially that I've seen specifically a lot significantly in the last year or two, is, yeah, sports have been being played on Sundays for a while, in the afternoons or whatever. Not a big fan. But now we have families that are just skipping the local assembly of the local church altogether on Sundays completely because of the extracurricular. And that's where you 100%, and I say this in the most respectful, sincere way possible, that's where 100% you lose me.
If you're too tired to make it to get up and get to church on a Sunday morning, then something else needs to be cut out during the week.
Right. Well, it's it's simple. When is too much too much? If church day is being replaced by the extra, then I would say you're doing too much. Then two or three more real quick. When is too much too much? Number six, you just never see your kid doing nothing. If you just never see your kid doing nothing, they might be doing too much. I mean, some people have extracurricular school activities. They have a job, and they have this, this, and this. If you never see your kid doing nothing, they're constantly going, then they might be doing too much. We know in today's world, we think, man, we consider this day and age our kids being lazy slugs doing nothing. And I would say that would be true a lot of the time. But we also have a point where kids are just doing too much, and they're just not doing anything. My wife and I have done this where if it's busy, 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 and they haven't stopped for days and days and days, we just let them chill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we want our kids doing nothing sometime. And I think that's – we, especially with ministry, sometimes they just do so much in ministry. And they're – because Sarah and I obviously are both in ministry, and they're helping us out a lot. I don't want our kids to get a bad taste of ministry. And we can do that by overworking them and having them doing too much extra. So there is a line there. And if we see our kids start to get resentful or start to have a bad attitude because they're doing too much, then we need to back off and say, hey, you need to have me time. Okay. Number seven, two more real quick.
So another sign that too much is on your plate, too much on your child's plate, could be that their grades are dropping. If they are... their grades are dropping because they're at practice too late at night, just too much going on, don't have time to get projects done. I mean, really, let's put into perspective long term. Just because they run cross country in high school doesn't mean that they're going to be, get a college scholarship to do that or make a career out of it. You really do have to prioritize their education to, you're trying to set them up for the rest of your life. And there's something to be said for physical activity and teamwork and all of those things too. But if they're not able to pass classes and not doing well, you're really not preparing them for the future either.
And, Allie, she's about to start a job probably here in a week or so. And she's a freshman. Again, I wasn't crazy about Allie starting a job as a freshman, but we're going to allow her to do that. But the rule is going to be really simple for us. If her grades start to drop, then the job's going to have to be dropped as well. So that's just the way we'll be doing things. And then the last thing, when is too much too much? There's no time for friends and there's no time for family. Our kids, they're going to have, Lord willing, they're going to have a whole long life to work and to be busy. They're going to have... When they, as they get older in high school and they get to college and become adults, they're going to be busy, 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 working, working, working. We still have to allow our kids and allow our teenagers, allow our toddlers, allow them to have fun, allow them to be able to hang out with their friends, and hopefully they'll, allow them to, make sure they have time to spend with us and together as a family as well. I know I hear teenagers sometimes, it's all they do is work, 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 and all they're doing is this, this, and this, and this. And that has its time and place. But if you're seeing they're having no time just to hang out with friends, and if they're not just having time to spend with family, then they might be doing too much of the extra. All right? So guys, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. And again, we'll have something out for you, hopefully next week. And again, if you haven't subscribed, encourage others to listen as well. And we'll talk to you guys next time.